Da 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 da. Hello and welcome to Films of Our Lives. I'm Victoria Feltham.
And I'm Stuart Feltham.
And I mean, Stuart, I think that's the best intro we've ever done.
But I don't think people will know what film it is.
No, maybe
well,
not.
They will, because they would have selected.
Oh, we were an excellent voice. Yeah, that's true. So, of course, today's film of our life is Superman.
Superman,
the movie.
The movie.
From 1978, when we were just a twinkle in our father's eye.
Amongst other things.
Oh, dear. Let's swiftly move on. Right, so, Stu, IMDb.
Oh, yeah. I forgot the procedure.
Oh, crumb. So did I.
It's been a week.
We had a little practice singing the... We
literally learned it.
Yeah.
In the last 5 minutes.
You know, when you just hear something your whole life and you think you know it, and then we're like, hang on, how does the theme tune go?
I was doing Star Wars.
Which was then getting into my head, and I was singing Star Wars, and I'm sorry, because I've never seen Star Wars, which I think is controversial, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
But there you have it.
Anyway,
IMDb.
Just before the destruction of planet Krypton, scientist Jor-El sends his infant son, Kal-El, on a spaceship to Earth. Raised by kind farmers Jonathan and Martha Kent, young Clark discovers the source of his superhuman powers and moves to Metropolis to fight evil. As Superman, he battles the villainous Lex Luthor, while as a novice reporter, Clark Kent, he attempts to woo co-worker Lois Lane.
Very good, very well read.
See, I can read.
Did really well.
So tell me.
I will tell you.
Who's in this film?
Let me tell you. So normally I say who's in the film and then I kind of give a bit of their filmography, but based on what films I've seen them in. So I'm sorry to say I only know all of these actors from this film, but then I've seen all the old films a lot, and I know them really well. So I know these guys are megastars and amazingly talented and whatnot. But I'm just going to say who they are and who they play and not what they've been in. But just know that they've been in millions of things, and I'm just ignorant and I don't know what. So, of course, you've got Christopher Reeve, who plays Superman, Clark Kent, sorry.
Well, particularly in that case, like... This is the biggest film series they would have done. So.
Oh, I guess so, yeah. Well, apart from Marlon Brando, who's...
Who's he?
Streetcar Named Desire.
Never heard of her.
And he was in Michael Jackson's You Rock My World video. So that's probably the best thing he's ever done. Or anyone if they were in a Michael Jackson video. I will try and get through a podcast without mentioning Michael Jackson one day. Gene Hackman.
He's in a lot,
but I don't know what.
I do. Crimson Tide.
Look at me.
Behind Enemy Lines.
Well done.
Some of the films.
And Margot Kidder, of course, is Lois Lane. I think her real name's Margaret.
Why?
A little bit of trivia. Why? Because that's the name her parents gave her when she was a baby.
Yeah, but why do you think that?
Because I Wikipedia'd her, and I'm pretty sure it said real name Margaret. But Margot.
Okay, so, right.
For the longest time I thought was Margot.
Yeah. so it's worth noting... Well, it's not worth it, but this film was made in 1978. For any first-time watchers.
Yeah.
The graphics, should we say, or...
Yeah, I don't...
Special effects.
No film aren't... Terms, do we?
But they were very good for the time.
They were amazing. But they amazing.
If you compare it to, like, modern-day films with Superman in now, it's like...
Yeah, I haven't seen it in any of the modern ones. I don't like change.
Well, this is a film that, what's it now, 41 years old.
Good maths.
It didn't feel like it was 41, like...
No.
You know what I'm like, I struggle with an old film.
Yeah, old.
And this wasn't too
just
bad.
Just an old film.
Well, this was old.
Oh, it still was double old?
Yeah.
What's something like The Wizard of Oz then?
Old.
Three olds.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, I was getting to trivia already, but there's no need. Calm down, Victoria.
Right, so we'll start...
Oh, question... Tell me what you think about me. Two songs there, okay. The opening bit with the child reading the comic book, I've never seen that in my life. So, no. Actually, that whole, I think the whole beginning bit, I guess we must have had it on a VHS taped from the TV with, like, the first half an hour missing or something, because when we grew up watching it, because I've never seen...
It might just be that when they put
the I've never seen him as a child or as a teenager, and I've never seen Molly
Brando.
Yeah, but
I also think this is a film that we would have seen many times, but just happened to walk in.
But had it on the background,
and it was
yeah.
already on.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's a film that we'd walk in, yeah. Dad would sit down, he'd be flicking through the four channels.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh,
or five, when you get to 97. No one had channel 5 in 97.
Yeah. Well, even if you had it, you couldn't watch it.
Well, that's what I mean. No one had it, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think we would have ever scheduled a watch.
Yeah.
So that's probably why
we've never seen definitely it had it on tape. I can see Mum's writing, like, Superman. Superman 2, on a sticky label on a olden days video and on an old video, VHS, so I didn't really take in what he was saying, because he was saying something about 1939.
It's about Metropolis, like the town.
Yeah.
I too didn't really pay much attention. My notes started when
I'll start writing when it gets good.
After, I must admit, I kind of watched it and then I was like, credits. Just fast forward through the credits.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because what I didn't understand is, so some of the lingo used, so I didn't know then, does all of this start in 1939? Or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
They say that later in the film. Because the planet... Right.
Krypton.
We'll come back to it.
Will we? Oh, okay, come back to it. Well, only just to set the scene, because then... So I didn't know then, when he's in Metropolis and meets Lois, is it then present day, so it's like the late 70s?
Yeah.
Or is it then 30 years, is it like 1969 then, 30 years after 1939? No. Okay. Do you understand my question or no?
A little bit.
Okay.
It's present day as far as I'm aware.
Yeah, present day. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, so it starts off after the credits and the comic bit. We see like a planet, clearly not Earth. That's
yes.
What I said.
Yeah.
And you hear like someone talking, and like there's people on.
It's like a court hearing, isn't it?
Yeah, people on trial.
Yeah.
And they say that it's planet Krypton that they're on.
At which point I was checking the box set of DVDs to make sure I hadn't put the wrong DVD in, because
the people on trial.
Because the people on trial are obviously. Yes, what's it? General Zod, Ursa, and...
Well, I think it is worth delving into our trivia here.
Yeah.
Because they filmed 1 and 2 simultaneously.
Simultaneously?
Yeah.
Full stop. Yeah.
Yeah. So they were obviously setting up, I think, at the beginning for... But I didn't even know if they are in film 2.
Yeah, I didn't. I had it in my head that they were in 3, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know that. We'll do those at some point. Won't
so
we?
Well, so basically, there's these 3 people on trial.
General Zod.
They get found guilty, and they threaten, because they have like this council of people who all say guilty,
and they've got like hoops that just
like that's
around
futuristic
them.
Handcuffs.
Hoops, you know, the ones that you
hula hoop
with. Just swirling around them, so they're trapped in these hoops.
Yeah. So the council find them all guilty, but what's his name?
Zod.
No, Goody.
Superman's
Dad.
Jor-El.
Yeah, he has. They say he has the final say.
Yeah.
That the council has said guilty, but he can ultimately override, which is weird because it seemed like he was just the lawyer.
Yeah, well, why wasn't he in a screen? Why was he there?
Why wasn't he on Mount Rushmore?
That is exactly what I think when I was little, that's what I thought they were, like, come to life. that's so funny. We've never talked about that, but I thought the same.
So, yeah. Oh, yeah, so anyway, so the films were being filmed simultaneously, so I think with getting these bad guys in, they were thinking, right, they're tucked away for future films.
We can get them back
for
a really cold, strong handshake.
Yeah. Not that anyone will.
and the reddest lips on the whitest face you've ever seen. If you haven't seen the film, it won't make any sense. Well, but he blew some wind, and it's really... like he's had a red ice lolly. Sorry, carry on.
Let me make my point.
Yeah.
Not that anyone will call me out on this, but because I said the films were filmed simultaneously...
You said it a lot.
Yeah. They didn't actually finish the second... They stopped filming the second one to finish the first one off.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Oh, crumbs.
To get the first one done quicker. So they stopped filming the
second one. Oh, right, okay.
So they got 75% of the way through. Right. Before I get some...
Yeah.
Mark calling me out. Not that any of you will.
Yeah.
Fans.
You're nice friends.
Yeah. So then these, like, prisoners are put into this, like, 2D, like, flat, square prison.
Like, square diamond.
And then it just, like...
Yeah.
And then posted away.
Yeah, what... Did you ever read that? Yeah, I'm sure you did. Flat Stanley. Yeah. When you were at primary school. I've given away too much. But when you were at primary school, that we'll not name. Yeah. Oh, anyway, if you've read Flat Stanley, it's, and he gets posted, and it was like that. What did I write? Oh, trapped in hoops, which I enjoyed. Then trapped in a diamond. That's what I wrote down. I wrote... The bit with the court hearing reminds me of it. Do you know Paradise Lost by John Milton? When Satan and Beelzebub are banished from heaven, it reminded me of that whole thing. Did you do Paradise Lost? No.
Yeah.
If anyone here read Paradise Lost,
that's what it reminds you of.
This is what it reminds me of. Yeah, it's uncanny.
Yeah. So let's ignore that. So then...
Sorry, Stu made me then spit out my tea and steam up my glasses.
So Jor-El then, he like starts talking to the council in person, doesn't he?
I'm not joking on hair, carry on.
Stop it.
Right, sorry, I'm okay.
And he's saying that the planet's going to implode and that he...
Oh, yeah.
Does he say it and they need to like evacuate?
Yeah, so he tells them to evacuate... so he seems like the leader then, in that he had final say over these.
Mm.
Also, their technology and minds are so advanced, so why are they only realising now? Isn't it, what did I write down, a supernova or something? Champagne supernova. Because they see... No, I don't know. But, yeah, but they don't seem to listen to him. They don't want to leave. So then they decide to send baby Kal-El to Earth.
At this point, we didn't really know who this character was. He's just on there.
Well, he had the CEO.
But he has the S.
Yeah.
He has the Superman S.
For those who can't see, Stuart's drawing that on his chest.
Yeah. Which, all the other ones had, like, some sort of symbol on them. But it wasn't...
He is the Est, which I looked up is their family crest.
Yeah, so then...
Which, coincidentally, stands for super, as in Superman.
Does it?
Well, it does, doesn't it? An S.
Stands for hoop.
Yeah, but I'm just saying it's an S.
Well, yeah, so yeah.
So Superman.
Well, yeah.
Well, I'm...
It's convenient.
Exactly, that's what I meant.
Mum and Dad send baby to Earth to be safe.
Yeah, but so I don't understand, why didn't they go with him? And then the mum's talking about, so the other, like, what, council members are like, no, this won't happen.
Yeah.
But Marlon Brando, Jimmy Dean, on the cover of a magazine, sorry, he knows that it's going to happen. So why doesn't he just take his whole family to Earth then?
I don't know.
I don't understand that. And the mum, Lana, so she keeps saying that he'll be, you know, the baby will be isolated and different and all these kind of things, which does happen. So why aren't they going there to protect him? Yeah, save him, but go there to be with him as well. I don't understand. Rather than, oh, we'll just die to save face. I don't want to go against what the council said. No, we're not leaving. So, right, we won't go. We'll all just die. I don't get that.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, in future films, they make it clear, like, they stay behind because they're... fighting off people.
Right.
And then they send him away to be safe, but they have to, like, stop the baddies from going after him, sort of thing.
Right, oh, okay. Well, oh, I didn't know that.
And that doesn't happen in this one.
Okay, so, right.
One thing I did notice, like, you know, it's like anything futuristic, yeah, it's just portrayed by like bright lights.
Yeah.
Like, even like Kal-El is like got his white suit,
yeah,
on.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
White hair.
Glow in the dark suit. Yeah, everyone was glow in the dark things.
Yeah, so anyway, he goes off and Krypton, like, yeah.
Oh.
Explodes.
Yeah, and then so he's in his tiny little spaceship wrapped in like Superman
foil.
Yeah. So he's just done a Superman marathon, and then he's, yeah, in his Superman foils. And then I wrote, the baby is well chilled, travelling for 3 years, never cries.
Yeah, or gets hungry,
yeah,
or...
just for 3 years, led there growing and listening to his dad.
Yeah, so he ages 3 years.
Yeah.
And crash lands onto Earth.
Yeah.
And this couple's like driving past and they go to see what's happening. And you get the impression that they've not been able to have children of their own. Because
the mum says so.
Yeah. So she's like, well, there's a free child. There's a free, naked child here.
Not at all weird.
Standing out with his little...
Oh my gosh, that was awkward.
Taj Mahal.
Wouldn't have that on a film now, understandably.
So... They'd broken down, which is why they'd stopped, and then all of a sudden, like, the car is like lifted up and they turn around and he's just picking it up by his own.
Yeah. By his own.
Yeah. So then we fast forward then to Team Clark, who's like a kit man for his school football team.
Yeah.
And he's obviously not like a well respected member of the school society.
No.
The jocks are like
ugh. Yeah, because the girl invites him, yeah, to come hang out, and
he's
like,
yeah,
no,
I'm all done.
Yeah.
And then they're like, no, you're not.
You have to pick up all of this kit. Yeah.
So then, yeah, they go, and he picks up the football and just like kicks it, absolute mileage.
For miles, yeah.
And then runs like really fast then.
Because he can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I put like he's not abusing his abilities.
No.
But he's also not doing much to conceal them.
No.
There's a girl on the train, just sees him running.
Yeah, he does, right. Yeah. Because obviously he's not on the football team because he doesn't want them to know how good he could be.
Yeah.
Well, you've just ruined all of that by just running, like Forrest running. And then...
Well, he beats the cars with all the girls
to his house,
and that.
Yeah.
And he stood there and like, how did you get here? And he's like, I ran.
Yeah, like, I'll show you, jocks.
But then this we see him then. He has a good chat with his dad.
Yeah.
Quote marks. And his dad says to him, like, yeah, you have these abilities. You could score a touchdown every time you got the ball. Like, Crack says that. Like,
yeah.
But he says, you're here for a bigger purpose.
That's interesting.
Not just to show off to classmates at school.
Yeah.
And then Clark, like, accepts this. And then, but then John, is his name.
Yeah.
Kent. Has a heart attack and dies. Sad.
Really
sad. Times.
Yeah. Yeah, see, I wasn't prepared for that. I just remember lovely, bumbling Clark and then handsome Superman.
Yeah.
And then going back in time. Like, this whole intro thing, I'm sure I've never seen. So I thought I knew the film well, but I only know it.
Honestly, I don't think... I know we say this every week, but I don't think I've seen this since I was about 7 or 8.
No, we definitely have.
I haven't. I'm telling you now, I haven't.
Okay. I'm sure I've seen it more recent than childhood.
I haven't.
I knew it well, but the bits I've seen...
I haven't seen it. I know I haven't seen it since I moved out, and that's 11 years.
All right, show off. I left home somewhat later, listeners. Even though I'm older.
So he dies, they have the funeral.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, all these abilities, and I couldn't save him.
Yeah, that's really sad. And then I'll make a point about that later.
Mm-hmm. So then after this, he goes out to his shed and finds a little green icicle. Glowing. And then he tells his mum he has to leave Earth.
And his mum, if you were going to draw a picture of an old lady with grey hair and a bun, she is the person you would draw.
Yeah.
Am I correct? Like, think of an old lady. Oh, that's her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when he's back on Krypton, he froze the green icicle.
Yeah, so I didn't know why he went there, but when I looked it up, I think Wikipedia, he has like a... Not a psychic, he has like a calling, or he hears a voice to make him...
Go
there. Not... No, he's not at Krypton.
Did he phone home?
No. See last week's podcast for details. No, he's not on Krypton. He's in the Arctic.
Is he?
Yes.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is. Look it up.
Because he goes away and then it's...
There is no Krypton. Krypton's gone. Hence why he travelled in Superman foil.
Yeah, but he said that it'd take him 3 years to get back.
No. Ooh. No. He goes to the Arctic.
Right.
And if Wikipedia's wrong...
Well, yeah.
Then I'm wrong, but...
Anyway, well, yeah, why did his dad send him a video message to the Arctic? Or is that what's going on in his head?
No, their planet was icy, wasn't it? Their planet was like Lapland.
Was it? Or was it just shards of glass?
It was just future.
Yeah.
Future glowing style. No.
Oh, wow. Well, his dad's left him like a WhatsApp. Yeah. saying that he's the sole survivor of Krypton.
Because if you think also in Superman 2 or 3, doesn't he go there with Lois?
Yeah,
he does. To change into man, spoiler alert. Oh, yeah, Lois, I'll just take you to Krypton, the planet that exploded, which is why I couldn't live there anymore.
Explode, it imploded.
Well, then it's gone. Anyway, it's not there.
Well, it says that it took 12 Earth years for him to...
Listen to the podcast of his dad talking about...
Yeah, so
the history.
So that explains like why, because it exploded in 1942.
Right.
So he only aged 3 years in his Kryptonian years.
Right.
But it took 12 Earth years for him to get.
Oh, right. Oh, that's interesting.
Okay, so that's why it's been 50 years. That doesn't make sense at all.
I thought he was listening to his dad's like podcast for 12 years, but it was actually 12 years that it took.
Oh,
I thought his dad had been dead in their years for hundreds of years.
I thought it was 1942 and because Lex Luthor says that at the end.
What does he say?
That Krypton exploded in 1942.
Right.
And it took 12 years for Superman to come to Earth.
Right.
So that's why when they look up meteorites, they look up the year that it landed.
Yeah.
For the shards.
Okay, that makes sense.
Krypton.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, I believe
if I'm wrong...
Answers on a postcard. Yeah, it's good, it's informative, Sean. Loving your work.
If I'm right, there was a lot of talk going on and some of it was listened to and some of it wasn't. Anyway...
Yeah.
He leaves the Ice Palace in his Superman uniform.
He leaves the Arendelle. Future. So he luckily has a change of clothes now.
Yeah. So we're introduced to Lois Lane. How do you spell Lois?
L-O-I-S.
We're introduced to Lois Lane.
Is that what you wrote?
Yeah. She's working for the newspaper called...
The Daily Planet.
Mm.
All right, now I'll say things in a minute.
Say what now?
Well, just so the Daily Planet, famously in Metropolis, am I right?
Mm.
We start seeing the city. In no way is there any disguise that...
It's New York.
It's not New York, yeah.
I thought it just was New York.
It's definitely New York.
The Twin Towers.
The Twin Towers.
Statue of Liberty.
Liberty in full force. Like, you can really, really see that. So what? Yeah, there's a no... I mean, I know that Metropolis is based on New York.
I can't help but feel that we're just making such, like, obvious observation that we're the ones that's wrong.
Yeah. But it definitely is New York.
Yeah.
Yeah?
But then there might just be people going, yeah, but it is New York. Metropolis is a place in New York.
No, but I think that I think that Metropolis is based on New York, isn't it? It's like, but I think, I mean, I don't know. I don't know the franchise well. All I know is the first three films.
Yeah.
But yeah, and of course, Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman. So these are my experiences of Superman.
Yeah.
And that whole franchise. I don't know any of the new films. I've never read the books. Sorry, fans.
Man of Steel is a good film.
I don't like change. Sorry if I'm wrong, but I thought that it was based on New York. Not that it was actually New York. And in Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman, from the 90s, not new at all. They're always saying that this is Metropolis. In Metropolis, I watched a lot of that recently. It is Metropolis setting. Mm. There's no Statue of Liberty popping up.
Yeah, but this is the 70s. They didn't have a lot of...
What, other buildings?
Oh, yeah.
When eventually Superman flies her around, yeah, but they could have just shown sky and clouds. There's a lot of just clouds and sky.
Yeah, but if this is Superman...
And it is.
The fact that New York is the same as Metropolis is as believable as a man flying around carrying an aeroplane. It's a fantasy land.
Sure, but it's New York.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, so Lewis makes him look silly on his first day. Oh. He gets covered in drink. It's really funny. He's like he can't open the bottle.
When he could just break that bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then,
I thought that was really good. Sorry, Stuart. It was really good acting because he's really different as Clark and Superman.
Yeah.
Christopher Reeve. He really does it.
Such a geek.
He really does it well. He's like me and man. No. But he really does it. Yeah. I thought he really did that well.
Yeah, he plays the, I'm not a Superman role.
Yeah, very well. Yeah. And then the smouldering Superman role also very well.
Her boss is like, apart from the fact
Perry.
He respectful to me and he's one of the fastest typers.
Yeah.
I know.
Which I enjoyed when they all sat down on their typewriters. Old.
Yeah. But then she's like, mocking him.
Oh, right.
And then Clark Kent's like, oh, would you mind splitting my wages? And she's like, what's the other half for your salary? And he's like,
for your elderly mother?
And he's like, she's not that old or something like that. And then she says, are there any more at home like you?
Yeah.
Which I thought was quite it was a little tip of the hat to the fact that he's the last Kryptonian. There's no more.
Oh, well done. Let's high five.
More at home.
No, there's no more. But she obviously meant someone nice like you with lovely manners. That's nice. I kind of took that as a bit of a diss that I quite like you, but you're not good enough. But someone similar would be nice.
Yeah.
Although actually, hello Superman.
If it wasn't you weren't such a geek face.
A geek face, yeah. I could like you. Yeah. So I thought it was a bit of a diss when she said that.
So anyway, they leave the building. She's got to show him around and introduce him to people and stuff. She's not doing a very good job.
Yeah, she's reluctant to do that.
And they're held
She's really into her work. Yeah.
They're held up at gunpoint outside.
Yeah.
She gets all brave while he... Oh. Even though he could, kick the robbers, you know what.
Yeah.
He doesn't, and she's the one who,
she's
like...
She's kind of mouthy, isn't she?
And, drops her bag, so when he bends over, she
yeah, kicks him.
And then he shoots, and then Superman catches
the bullet.
Well,
Clark catches the bullet, but she doesn't see that. And then she thinks he's been shot.
And he just pretends he passed out.
Yeah, he's like, I fainted. She's like, oh, you fainted. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So, good disguise.
Right, yeah. So then the next thing we see, we're introduced to a character, Otis.
Yeah.
And he's been, tailed by some police. And he goes to the train station, jumps down on the tracks, shimmies his way along. And then he's stood in, this little passageway. And as the train goes past, the passageway opens and lets him in.
Mm.
And then a policeman follows him. He gets in the passageway.
Yeah.
And as the train comes past, we see Lex Luthor for the first time. And he makes the wall move out to push the policeman under the train.
Yeah.
As I wasn't expecting that.
No, I wasn't. That was
brutal.
So we're
introduced to this character, Lex Luthor, played by Gene Hackman.
Yeah.
And he's setting up the crime of the century, quote.
Yeah.
Quote. And he's got a very attractive partner.
Lady Grendel.
Lex Luthor's missus is hot.
Miss.
It's like Bowl.
Miss Bowl?
No, like Bowlas. Bowlas. Look, Google it.
Yeah, okay. I forgot I had that power.
Yeah, miss. So.
Yeah, it's never like, you know, Joy or Gladys or anything. It's no. Miss. Da, 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 da.
Yeah, so she's just like, oh, you think you're so good, you're not, and all this and that.
Yeah, I wonder why she's staying with him.
Power.
Power and money, but she's not seeming to have a nice time.
No. So, yeah, we leave that, and then we go back to Clark. Clark asks Lewis out and gets knocked back.
And Tess Clark. Walker.
Who?
Miss Tersmacher? Oh, I've lost it. Carry on.
So Clark is treated very similar at the newspaper firm to what he was at school, where he's kind of like...
Tersmacher. Miss Tersmacher.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So, would you agree with that?
Say that game, sorry, because I was reading.
He's like outcasted at the paper like he is at school.
Like he was at school, yeah.
Like there's a scene where he keeps trying to get in the lift.
Aww.
And people just keep like, up, we're going up.
Yeah.
And it's like...
Oh, yeah. But here he's kind of, it's by his own doing. He has control over that because he's acting in a certain way.
Yeah.
He seemed to have, not without reason, a bit of a chip on his shoulder.
It's like he's trying to go under the radar now,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, because he's going to reveal himself. He's going to have this other life anyway. So he'll have all the respect and glory he deserves anyway. When he's Superman, so he can kind of, it's like he can get that part of his personality out.
Do you think he was planning that there with Superman?
Well, he had the outfit, so bit of a waste if not.
Hmm. Well, anyway, this is where we first see, Superman in action.
So what, I just wonder, so if catastrophes happened before...
He just left it.
He just let it happen, but
there's no way he could tell that was Lewis up in the helicopter, surely. Well, she says she's going for this helicopter ride.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Do you?
She was going to interview someone, wasn't she?
Mm. So malfunctions. How quick were the police there? Like the helicopter, like literally just hit the ground on the roof.
On the roof.
And then the police are there.
Yeah, that was good.
And Lois is hanging out of the helicopter. Clark then comes out and changes into.
I really enjoyed when he. He went to go to a phone box, but it was one of those like half phone boxes.
Yeah.
He's like, "Oh, I can't change here."
Yeah.
And then I wrote down, "Well, what would he do now that we don't have phone boxes? Where's he going to get changed?"
Yeah. So he goes up. She falls out. He catches her, and saves the day. And then we just see him really like go around. He's like he catches a bloke who's a jewel thief.
Yeah.
And drops them off for the police.
He's just stopping crimes in their tracks.
Air Force One has been struck by lightning. And I think this is just like a little like a viewing of what Superman is capable of for us.
Yeah.
And then also
I'm sure he's doing other things.
Why the city like takes to him.
Yeah.
So like kindly.
Yeah.
And we see Lex Luthor is like reading like the newspaper about Superman and stuff, and he's like, he's not from Earth.
Yeah.
He's from somewhere else.
You know, we see that Lex Luthor is very intelligent.
Yeah, because he's chatting to Otis and he's like, 200 is a very common number for us. Do you know why? And he's like, Mr. Luthor.
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 Yeah.
And he's like, it's how heavy you are and how high my IQ is.
Oh, okay.
So he's like a smart aleck.
So I question why he's hanging around.
It's just because he will.
Why
just,
this little guy is his assistant?
Just because he'd do anything. He's frightened of him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think. Yeah. Maybe they were friends at school.
Yeah. Nice of him to keep him on.
So the editor of the Daily Planet,
Perry White,
wants as much information as about Superman as he can get.
He's like, I want him to be our kind of thing.
So, does Clark set up Lois with Superman to have that sit-down chat?
Oh, I don't know. Or no, he she has a note, doesn't she? She's given a note from Superman. Oh, because obviously she met him in the...
he saved her.
He saved her in the helicopter.
Yeah.
And then he just knew that she would have questions, so...
As you would.
Yeah.
So straight away you can see that Lois fancies...
Stop calling her Lois.
Superman.
Yeah, she's dressed up to the nines, isn't she? She's got a party frock on.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's dolled up, ready to see her beau.
Yeah. So he sits down and he says that he's here on Earth to fight for truth and justice.
Yeah.
Is there, like, I didn't really... The dogs were playing up at the time. But is there a bit like when she says, like, oh, can you see through everything?
Yeah. And she then asks what colour her underwear is. Bit forward.
But surely you can see straight through that as well.
Oh, dear.
But not even...
Well, because he checks her lungs for cancer as well.
Does he?
Yeah. Yeah, he has a look through because she starts smoking and he's like, oh, that's bad for you. She's like, I know lung cancer, right? And he uses his vision. You can kind of see her lungs lit up futuristically. And he's like, not yet, thank goodness.
So then he wants her to ride...
Yeah, what a question. How embarrassing. Yeah. I'd never want to talk to him. Never save me. Oh. I'd rather die. I'm too embarrassed.
He wants her to, like, come for a fly with him.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the key information he gives away in this interview...
Well, he gives away far too much. Well, yeah.
Is that he's from Krypton.
Yeah.
That he can't see through lead.
Yeah.
And the... That was it, wasn't it?
He can eat... yeah, from Krypton, can't see through lead. He's just giving away his weaknesses. Yeah. He shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they go for a fly together. He drops her.
She's quite brave, though. She just kind of... I'd be clinging on for dear life.
Well, she's already fallen off of what's potentially the Empire State Building.
Yeah.
She's used to falling through the air by now.
Yeah, I guess she's very trusting of him. Like, she is a bit wibbly-wobbly.
Well,
but
he is a superman.
I know, but still, I'd just be clinging on for dear life. I wouldn't... Yeah, just one hand holding. No,
yeah,
no, no.
You know he's got you.
Yeah, I guess.
Those arms.
He's so safe in those arms.
Yeah, so he drops her off and then she comes up with the name Superman.
Yeah, which is handy because he has a big S on his chest.
Yeah. And as she goes back in the house, someone's knocking at her door.
Yeah.
And it's Clark.
Yeah.
But I've written at this point, like, if I was Clark, well, it's the same person.
Yeah.
If I was Superman.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want, like... She's just ignoring poor, nerdy Clark.
Yeah.
In favour of, like, hot, strapping Superman.
Who looks nothing like Clark Kent.
But then I guess he is Superman.
He is, yeah.
Clark is the
act.
Is the, yeah.
Yeah.
So would you be that bothered that he doesn't... She likes the real version of him.
Which is the real version of him? Because in different... So again, I've only seen this and Lois and Clark... The New Adventures of Superman, but they're old. And in that, Clark is the true self and Superman is the act. Obviously, he is their principle. They're kind of more similar, I think. But in this, yeah, Clark and Superman are very different people.
It's not like he's like normally, like he's always... intelligent, nerdy Clark.
Yeah.
Who can fly around and
fight. Yeah, he wants to, yeah.
In this, it's like, he is the man who can do everything.
Yeah.
But he has to pretend to be the nerdy guy.
Yeah.
So no one suspects him.
Yeah. Interesting. I guess it's different whatever film, book, TV series you see. I guess it's how the actor portrays him, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, anyway... They go off out on a date. But he does contemplate telling her, he's like, I have something to tell you.
Oh, yeah, because he has his glasses off for a while, doesn't
How
he?
How did she not know?
The age-old question.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I guess that's why he relies on such a personality change, because he looks exactly the same.
Yeah. Yeah, so we go back to Lex Luthor then, and he's taking like a shine to Superman and this information that he's got. And he said, like I said earlier, the meteorites from the past would have been from the explosion, and it's conceivable that it would be shards of kryptonite.
Yeah.
Why? Because it was nuclear.
explosion that would harm Superman. I still don't quite understand why or how he could possibly know that.
Yeah. He has an IQ of 200.
Yeah. So they come up with this plan, and then so it's in
it's somewhere else.
Yeah.
Another country.
So we cut to that bit, and they faked a car crash, and all these military, like, vehicles pull over.
Oh, yeah, including J.R. Ewing from Dallas.
Yeah, I didn't know. But, like, the captain's like, we need to give her a chest massage.
Oh, my gosh.
And mouth to mouth.
It's awful.
And then he's like, about face, like...
Yeah, it's really awful. So, the car crash, there's this beautiful woman.
Yeah.
Who's Miss Teschmacher. So she's laid on the floor in a revealing dress. Literally traffic-stopping dress. And then, all the military are just kind of perving over her.
Yeah.
And...
He's like, I'll give her a mouth to mouth.
Yeah, and a chest massage.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it was gross.
So yeah, we find out at this point that what they're doing is they're changing the coordinates on the missiles.
Right.
So Otis initially fails, so they have to do it again.
Yeah.
And then she does it.
Of course he fails, he's rubbish.
And then we hear on the news that two people broke into a museum, killed two people and stole a meteorite, which people are like...
Oh, well, that's a strange thing to take, yeah.
And now Lex Luthor, he communicates to Clark through a frequency that's so high
that only
Superman and dogs will be able to hear it. Lures him to his underground lair. It's very like classic baddie versus goodie, where they're just there chatting about his plan,
revealing all.
But he's clever though. Lex, like,
he has an IQ of 200.
Yeah, he's changed the missile coordinates to blow up the west coast. So this is his plan. We also heard, which we've skipped past, is that he bought a lot of desert land.
Yeah.
For what's cheap to him, but compared to like the market on the west coast, but the guy who was selling it, he was like, I was never going to turn down that money.
Yeah. Because he finds that out in an interview with Lois. Yeah, that's how we find out.
Yeah, because they're saying, well, is there some fraud going on here? Like, why is someone paying that amount of money?
And for some reason, they're conducting that interview in a car while she's driving and just looking at him, not the road. Desert.
So his plan is that the missiles will hit, it will blow up the West Coast or cause an earthquake, that the West Coast will go into the water.
Right.
So his desert land will now be the West Coast.
Yeah.
And he can
get all that. Yeah.
Like all the thing. So then he says, oh, well, nothing can stop it apart from me and my detonator. And then Superman's like, where's your detonator?
Yeah.
And he's like, he looks like sheepishly
in
the corner. And he's like, you think you could fool me with a lead chest? Opens it up. Kryptonite in there.
Oh dear.
He starts being weakened immediately.
Yeah.
And I was like, you've got to give it to Lex. That was a genius plan, you know?
Yeah. It's because he has an IQ of 200.
Yeah. So he puts the chain around him and pushes him into like the pool.
The chain with the kryptonite on him. Yeah. Not just jewelry.
And then he's like, oh, where's the other missile going? Because he won't be able to save both missiles.
Yeah.
And then it's like, it's going to like Dallas or Detroit or somewhere else in America.
It's going to somewhere in America where
her mum lives.
Miss Teschmacher's mum lives. My mother lives there. And he looks at his watch. Not anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, awful.
So she's obviously upset about this. Goes back, jumps in the water, gives Superman a kiss, and takes the chain off him.
Disgusting. Take advantage of him.
And he's like, why did you kiss me? And she's like, because I thought later on.
I didn't think you would let me later.
So he then zooms off.
No. She says, will you promise to save my...
Yeah, that was the only reason that she would...
Yeah, do you promise to save my mother first?
Yeah.
He argues, Lois, Jimmy, why are you bargaining?
Yeah, so what's
she gonna... What's she gonna... Oh, you won't save my mother first? I won't save you then.
Yeah.
Like, what are they both up to here?
She did say, oh, I know that if you tell me it, you would...
If you say, you don't lie. So if you say, oh, that's another thing he told Lois in the interview as well.
Yeah.
I don't lie.
Yeah. But then I think maybe he does save, like, not, he doesn't go straight to the mother and save her.
I was going
to
say, did I miss something? Do we ever see him save the mother?
Well, I think no, because does he take that missile out?
Right, so that it doesn't... It, right, okay, that makes sense.
Because he obviously had to choose one to go for first.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. Because I was going to say, we don't see him whisk into a flowery
house and save a lady. Well, because he stops one, but the other one explodes, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And that causes an earthquake.
Right.
Which he then goes under, like, Earth, yeah, and pushes the plates back together. Yeah. But the aftershock is what causes all the problems. So
right, is that what that is?
Okay. He chucks the water to stop. He makes a rock slide to stop the water after the dam collapses. He goes and lies down and let a train go over his back.
Yeah.
He saves the school bus on the bridge.
Yeah.
And then he rushes to Lois's aid, but she's gone down in a crack.
Yeah.
And she's dead.
Yeah.
This is what I didn't remember much of it.
This is like the main thing I remember.
So then, he's like,
yeah.
So he flies around the earth
backwards.
As fast as he can.
Backwards.
Backwards.
The wrong way.
Yeah, the opposite way to what Earth's spinning.
Yeah.
So Earth starts spinning the other way.
And then
it goes. But this is what I didn't understand. Although it goes back in time.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't these things still happen? Like, surely you go back in time, the car should still fall down in the gap. Like, when he reappears, she's just sat in the car without petrol, and he stood there like...
Oh, yeah.
Surely that crack in the road should still happen.
Oh, of course. But he just saves...
Did he do anything to change... Like, I know
to
he span round.
To change the course of the...
But he didn't do anything to change...
That's a good point.
I thought he was going to quickly get her out of the car and fly off to safety.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
Because the camera guy, the photographer, is there as well. And
Jimmy.
He's like...
Oh, and then Lois and Jimmy are both so ungrateful. Like, he's just come to save them both.
He'll leave us in the desert.
Then, just leave me there.
But, as a little, I think, teaser for the next film.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I can't believe Clark missed this. And she's like, yeah, it's weird. Clark's never around when Superman is. And then she's like, you see it in her face.
No.
Yeah, surely not.
That's a really good point that you just made. Yeah.
Yeah, because he doesn't do anything to alter it. He doesn't, like...
Well, like, we see, I guess. But, no, you're right there. I wrote, what he's known Lois for 10 minutes, and then he changes the Earth's course to save her life. Why didn't he do something like that for his dad?
He might not have known it was going to work.
He seemed to know what to do immediately.
Hmm.
And he made this...
Yeah, but was he? Or was he just flying fast in anger?
No, he knew. And that's why you can hear his dad, his biological father's voice, like, saying, do not interfere with Earth and
that's
la, 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 la.
Yeah,
but so he didn't do it for his dad, but he broke the rule for Lois.
Yeah.
5 minutes he's known her. Also, they're like, it's a shame Clark missed this. But Clark wasn't on the trip with them. It was just Lois and Jimmy.
And it wasn't a shame, because you both nearly died.
Yeah. It was a shame everyone in your office missed it then,
Don.
Yeah. I didn't understand that.
None of them seemed that pally with him.
No.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So then he flies Otis and Lex Luthor to jail.
Yeah.
Lex Luthor vows that the walls won't keep him in.
Yes.
In jail. And then I just put at the end that I don't get why the car still didn't fall into the gap.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. Yeah, I didn't think of that. Well done.
And then it ends, and that's the end of the film.
Yeah.
So I'll kick us off with a felphometer. I'm going to give it a 7.
7?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sick of your 7s.
I've been high lately. I've been 8s lately. 7. I can't put that on a par with Home Alone. Hello. It wasn't that bad.
It was
2 hours and 26 minutes.
It was funny because Stu sent me a text. Have you seen it yet? And I was like... Yeah, I watched it all. And then she was like, you lucky. Beep. Word.
I've been watching it for ages. Like, how long's left? 1 hour 46.
And then he sent me a picture of how long was left. And then FFS.
It really feels like homework.
I was like, I've done my homework. I can go out and play.
Mm.
Yeah, that was funny when you said
tell
that.
Tell Homer to score?
Obviously 10.
Obviously.
It's such a good... It's amazing. It was good. So that brings us to trivia. So it was the most expensive...
Yeah, film. Up to that date. Yeah, it was $55 million, the budget was.
Yeah.
For it, dollars.
And yeah, it is amazing. Like, I think it's amazing now, but again, I don't see many films like that. I like films based on Jane Austen novels. You don't need a lot of flying and those.
Compared to like the Batman and Superman movies now.
Yeah, but it's a good start. It's a good story, and obviously it set the...
Yeah, well, it was the original.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's an amazing film.
Yeah, it's all right, yeah.
It's all right.
Shh. Trivia?
We
already said about the simultaneous.
Simultaneous, we've mentioned that several times. Most expensive film, blah, blah, blah. And... I can't find where I've written it down.
Christopher Reeve?
Yeah, this is Christopher Reeve. This is my final bit of trivia. He had shoe polish in his hair rather than hair dye to make his hair dark and slick. Shoe polish.
We did have another bit of Christopher Reeve trivia. Is that he also appeared in the Smallville series.
Yeah.
Which is about young Superman.
As did Margot Kidder.
But did you know as well that when he was in the first time he was in it, he has like a chat with Superman and they play the music.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Yeah. Yeah, and yeah, that's nice. I might see if I can find that clip. That would be nice to see.
I'll watch it on YouTube.
Is it emotional?
No.
Okay. Well, we're different. I might.
Well,
get
yeah, it's not emotional. Upset. I'm not a normal person.
I might be sad. Yeah. Oh, it's sad. And so obviously Christopher Reeve sadly no longer with us. And then Margot Kidder died only a year ago. Very sad. But yeah, Legends. It was an amazing film. That's all I've got to say about that.
Okay. Well, we're done then, aren't we? We'll be back next week.
We don't know what we're doing yet, do we?
Well, we do. But we
won't. Oh, we
There's
do.
No point in saying. No. Because we're
very
changed.
Different to this film.
Yeah, so... We'll see you next week. Follow us on Twitter. I need to...
Oh my gosh, we haven't begged anyone to be our friend for a long time.
Follow us on Twitter, at Films Lives. We do have a Facebook as well. We have had some traction on Facebook.
Well done. She just did a David Brent fingers together hand clasp.
Yeah, we're not really on Facebook. I mean, we're too lazy to sort it out. But leave a comment as well on iTunes or any of the various podcasts.
Yeah.
If it's a good one. If not...
Again, yeah, please
If not,
nice.
Keep your thoughts to yourself.
Yeah. If you haven't got anything nice to say, don't say anything to us. We can't handle it.
Yeah, so...
Just friends, please.
Follow us at Films Lives.
I think you said that.
Please be our
friend. Was it filmed simultaneously with the second film?
Well, I was trying to set up the ending, so now I'm going to have to do it again.
Oh, I'm sorry. Right, do it again. That didn't happen. Right, I'm going to fly back around the world. Turn back time. Didn't happen. Go.
So follow us at Films Lives. And these
are the films of our lives.
See you next week.
Love you, bye. Bye, love you, bye. Bye, bye, bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.